Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Jetstream. This week we are previewing the round of 16 clash between Edgeworth and the Western Sydney Wanderers. So we've got two special guests joining us tonight, and the first of those is a Western Sydney Wanderers fan. He's also the host of the Behind the Game podcast. Welcome to the Jetstream for the very first time, Brogan Renshaw.
Thank you for having me.
Mate, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to have a chat with us. So, Western Sydney Wanderers, they progressed through to the round of 16 with, I guess it was a hard-fought 3-2 victory over Wellington. They went down 2-0 early on, but the boys did well to get back in the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a bit concerning when you do go down early, particularly two goals down. I probably had faith that, you know, they would come back, maybe not so convincingly towards the end and run over the top, I felt a bit more. But I mean, you know, you had Lachlan Scott scoring two goals, and it was so great to see a youngster actually convert his chances.
Yep.
I mean, we've had a few youngsters come through that you think are going to be, or, you know, provide the goods and maybe not have that last touch.
So that was his competitive debut for the Wanderers?
As far as I'm aware, yeah. So he'd been playing in the youth team for quite a while and did really well last season, but that was his first team debut.
And we'll come on to it a little bit later, but he's certainly one of the guys that's been promoted into the first team squad for this upcoming season. And I do agree with you. It's really good to see a young Australian striker starting to put some goals away. Hopefully it's something that can continue. Do you think he'll get a run this week?
Look, I don't know. Popper probably will. Maybe give him a run.
Yep.
You know, Popper does play the players with confidence, and that have done the job for him. But again, you know, it will depend on, you know, does Bullitt get a run? Is Bullitt at full fitness?
Yep.
You know, just signed him. Is his confidence high? You know, how far do Wanderers want to go in this comp?
Well,
that's the other question you've got to ask yourself.
Further than the Jets, mate. So, look, I guess for the Wanderers this year, as with previous seasons, there's been a fair turnover of players. I mean, we've got the list in front of us. You've seen the likes of Scott Jamieson, Alberto, Andreu, Mark Bridge, Castellan, Jacob Pepper, Liam Reddy. The wonder that was Federico Piavicari, Matt Simon, Dario Vidicic, to name but a few. That's a pretty fair turnover.
It's a hell of a list, isn't it? But I guess you have to look at how many of them were first-team players. I mean, Scott Jamieson, yes. Alberto, yes. Andreu, definitely. But the rest of them, I mean, Castellan.
Okay, well, we've just cut the tape there. We've come back because I failed to mention we are on location at Wests.
That's fine. It's all part of the atmosphere.
So we were talking about players that were fringe players for the...
Well, look, yeah, well, I think there was a number of players that we'd seen the best of them or they were fringe players. And then you look at the players that you get in.
All right, well...
Back again.
Well, let's look at the ins for the Western Sydney Wanderers. Karen Bullitt, Jack Clisby, Jacob Melling, Stephen Lustica, who actually played in that round of 32 match against
Wellington.
Then you've got your foreign contingent of Bruno Pinatares and your Japanese player as well.
Junpei Kusakami.
Kusakami, yeah, as well as Karen Bullitt. Yeah, we mentioned him as well.
Yeah.
How do you think they're going to gel? Have you seen them play so far?
I mean, the Wellington game, but I haven't seen too much else.
Right, so there's not been any televised games or streamed games of any of their
pre-season. Not that I've been able to catch.
Still waiting for...
And we're back again. Hopefully someone's claimed their night's tickets, though I think this may be something that's going to keep on repeating. Because
it's
no
a sign,
one
no one wants the night's tickets.
All right, so...
Will they... That's what you're saying. Will they gel?
Will they gel?
Look, I think you just have to... Wanderers have done this season in, season out now, almost every year. We released, the season we won the ACL, or after that, we released it was 15 players from our squad because we'd signed extra players.
I think
for the
we picked
ACL.
Up about six of them.
Yeah, half your next season's team, mate. But yeah, so like, Popper does a good job of gelling the team. You keep your spine. He's kept most of his spine there.
Yep.
But, you know, he's tried to bring in better players than he's let go. That's just as simple as that. He's tried to bring in better players.
So of those names that we mentioned before, who is the signing or, in some players' cases, re-signing that excites you the most?
Bullitt. Like, he's just a mongrel. Like, and I mean, I say that, and I love him, but, you know, he's your Berisha. He's your player you need that is not going to take crap, that he's going to give his all and more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, okay, he's probably going to get a card or two now and again, but if he gets, you know, a dozen goals in the season, well, then you're up the top of the table somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's what we lacked last year.
All right. So how do you think the Wanderers are going to line up?
Oh, tough question, that one, I think. It's probably put Redmay in goal.
So how do you think they're going to line up against Edgeworth?
Well, we've got the always solid Redmay in goal. Topple Stanley has got a... I mean, he's such a strong player. The rumours about him being shopped around, I don't know whether that will stop him being played or not.
Mm.
Aspro, the young, great Greek, Aussie defender. I was so impressed with him last season, like... so good. Hamill, probably, I reckon, and then maybe another. I don't know if Neville will play. Just had a security check. I think he's going to probably give one of the new players a midfield run.
Yep.
Give him some a bit of trying to gel the team.
Yep.
And then I think Scott will probably... I don't know if he'll start. I don't know if Bullitt will start or Scott, but they'll both get a run, I reckon.
Okay. So do you think you're going to see either of your two new imports?
Maybe one of them. I don't know if he'd chuck both of them at the same time.
Right.
And I wouldn't guess which one.
See, I'm thinking Jack Clisby's going to get a run over probably Brendan Hamill.
Yeah, at left back.
Hamill, if you're saying what you're saying about Topple Stanley, I think Hamill could move central...
yeah.
To accommodate that.
I've never been convinced by Hamill at Central.
Well, is Robbie Cornthwaite going to come in?
Yeah, well, maybe it's Robbie Cornthwaite over Topple, and maybe that's the replacement that was going to be signed all along.
We have a winner. Congratulations to David.
Congratulations, David!
So, for those playing at home, this is about the sixth or seventh announcement, someone for the Knights ticket, so some poor sucker has finally claimed them. And hopefully that will stop the announcements going, and we'll actually get some fluency in this interview.
Nobody wanted him.
No. You blame him.
Not at all.
All right. So let's talk about Edgy. Edgy ran out premiers in the Northern New South Wales Premier League. They've got A-League experience in their squad, be it through Daniel McBreen.
Daniel McBreen, how old is he now? 40, 45? No, 38,
39. 3-0 convincing winners over Far North Queensland Heat in the previous round.
They weren't fancied. Far North Queensland were favourites in that game.
Yeah, okay. They had a 2-2 draw with Maitland on the weekend in the first leg of the semi-final. That was up in Maitland. And they also play their second leg of their semi-final this weekend, going the winner, I believe, progressing through the grand final. How are you seeing Edgeworth's chances? Are you looking at that thinking, geez, they're going to be distracted? Or they're going to be focused on wanting to win the
I've interviewed Damien Zane, the coach, before, and he's no slouch. You've got experience with the experience of McBreen and Damien Zane. He's been around the block a while, experienced coach. I mean, he's won it. This is the second year in the row they've won the premiership. I mean, at some level, it has to be an inconvenience to have those two important games within a few days of each other.
Yep.
But I think he's going to balance it right for Edgy.
Yeah, okay.
And I guess you have to go, if you're them, what's going to give you bigger money or bigger draw card? Is you've won the premiership, do you have to win the championship? Like, yes, it's a... huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could knock off Western Sydney, and Western Sydney have been done before by a state league team in Adelaide City, I think it was, with a kid named Love going on a massive 50-yard dash and slotting it home under Topple Stanley.
Not that you're remembering.
Oh, God, I remember that one. That was our first run around.
Yeah? Okay. So, money on the line. What's your prediction?
Oh, Wanderers 3-1.
Okay. Right.
I think AG will get a goal, but I think McBreen will cause a nuisance for himself. But I think Wanderers will go out.
Okay. So we'll touch on it again in the next interview, but 8 p.m. kickoff at Magic Park for those that are interested, 30th of August. That's a Tuesday night. If you're keen, go along. You'll be able to watch some A-League opposition, watch the Wanderers before they play the Jets in a couple of weeks' time up in Cessnock on the 24th.
I think it is the 24th.
It is the 24th.
And I'll be there as well.
Yes. So, Brogan, thank you very much for joining us on the Jet Stream, mate.
Thanks, David.
No worries. Okay, we're back on the Jet Stream, and this time I'm out at Edgeworth training, Jack McLaughlin Oval, and we're here with Warren Mills, who is the treasurer of Edgeworth. Warren, thanks for joining us on the Jet Stream.
Not a problem, mate. My pleasure.
All right. Edgeworth, convincing 3-0 winners over Far North Queensland Heat up in Cairns in the round of 32. Must have been an enjoyable trip home for the boys.
Yeah, no, it was a massive occasion, the whole lot, the trip up. It's a long way to go. Pitch up there was immaculate, and obviously it was a great display of football. It really was an impressive display for a Northern New South Wales NBN side. I think the amount of football that got played on the deck is the most I've ever seen from a non-A-League standard side. But the pitch up there was immaculate, 25 degrees in the middle of winter.
Wow.
Yeah, it was you could really play on it, you know, but yeah, just a fantastic win in the club's history.
I guess, and the club made history as well, being the first team from Northern New South Wales to make it through the round of 32 in the 3 years of the competition. So another cap in the feather for the club.
Oh, yeah, it's massive for Northern New South Wales, but even more so for Edgeworth Football Club. And as you say, between the Premier's Shield, Premier's Cup and the FFA Cup, there's been about 3 years it's gone on now without us having a victory. So I think it was great for Edgeworth and for them. And you'd probably have to put it down probably as the biggest victory in the club's history, the biggest game in the club's history. The FFA Cup now really has grown an extra set of legs. It's massive.
Wow. Excited to test yourselves against opposition. You'll be facing the Western Sydney Wanderers. After facing Melbourne City last year, looking forward to the test?
Oh, 100%, 100%. Zaney really is an outstanding coach, and the way he has the squad rotating, all the players are bought into it. So I think we're going to be as fresh as we can be with a Saturday semi-final and playing 3 days later. But Aaron Moy stuck two great goals in last year, and I think one of the big things that Zaney's impressed on all the players is that Melbourne City and Cairns, in the 180 minutes of football, we haven't conceded a goal from general play.
Mm.
It was two Aaron Moy's goals last year, so it's a pretty outstanding record as well to not concede a goal.
Yeah, Aaron Moy, a bloke who's now leading Huddersfield around in the championship and got them top of the table. You touched on it then, you're in the first, you've played the first leg of the semi-finals, and the second leg will be played on Saturday, this Saturday coming, prior to the FFA Cup match. How are the team preparing, and is the semi-final affecting the team's overall preparation for this match?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously it's a totally different set of circumstances for any Northern New South Wales player.
Mm-hmm.
I know after we won, the boys were asking when we're going to play and saying, well, how's that going to work? And as I said, it's a great problem to have. It's just one of those things. And we were very, very lucky, as I said earlier on, and the boys have all bought into it. As Damien Zane has his rotation policy.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps the injuries down, keeps the yellow cards down, and all the boys have bought into it. And as I said, Zaney thinks about who the opposition is. He thinks about the formation he's going to do. And, you know, we've got some left-footers. I think he's got a lot of positions covered, some boys that can drop back and play in the back line that are, you know, very good attacking players if we do play five at the back.
Yep.
Aaron McLaughlin and Brent Hamill, outstanding wide players. And then, obviously, you know, all the rest of the boys. So, yeah, I think, overall we've got a pretty good fit with the players.
You talk about the rotation and Zaney's approach. Are there any injuries granted that you've got to play on Saturday here against Maitland, but are there any injuries or possible suspensions on the horizon that he would be concerned about?
Well, not suspension-wise. That's probably impossible nowadays to be suspended from yellow cards in the final series. You need three yellows to be suspended. Yeah. So there's no problem suspension-wise. I think Brodie Taylor just got a knock on his ankle a couple of weeks ago, and he trained last Thursday or Friday night and trained strongly.
Yep.
But they just decided to rest him up there at Maitland. It's a pretty hard pitch up there and on the windy hill. And so, you know, Brodie's certainly training this week and he's fine. So, you know, we've been very fortunate, but I think it's through great man management. But for two seasons, certainly as far as muscular injuries go, hamstrings and all that, Rod Lindsay here, who's outstanding in that area, has done a great job. So, yeah, boys are all pretty fit.
What are Edgeworth expecting from the Western Sydney Wanderers?
Well, not really sure, I suppose. After last year with Melbourne City, and I think even recently as last night on the FFA Cup, the A-League sides aren't necessarily walking away with 4-5 and 6-0 victories. You know, of course we're not favourites, and of course we're not thinking, yeah, we, you know, but we're certainly not ruling ourselves out. Damien Zane's going to set up very well. I'm not sure if he'll play 5 at the back, but he'll certainly set up well. Western Sydney Wanderers, of course, and all the A-League sides are all in their pre-season, so that helps a little bit as well. They're probably experimenting a little bit, new players and whatever else. Once again, round of 16, they're 3 weeks now further into their preparation than they are in the round of 32. So once again, they're another step closer to being that bit fitter and everything else, you know. So,
where do you think Edgeworth would have an advantage over the Wanderers? What's the team's strength, and what sort of game do you think they're going to look to play?
Look, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, when you talk about what advantage you're going to have over the Wanderers, every one of their players has been a professional player. I suppose you could argue that we haven't got an advantage in any area. It's more just about the team setup, the team makeup, how the team performed together, and we've certainly got a really close-knit bunch of blokes, and the work they put in and how fit they are is really a credit to them. And where we are fortunate, having a backup, I think maybe three-quarters of our squad, if you put a ruler through 20-year-old and younger, I think you'd nearly take three-quarters of our squad out.
Yeah, okay.
It's just so into youth, Saini. We've got some great young boys.
Certainly building a team for the future as well.
That's it.
If these are the high times of the club at the moment, and keep these boys around, certainly it's something that can be sustained, if not go even further. Who knows how far?
Well, all the boys have signed on again for next year. Keanu Moore's obviously chasing, you know, higher levels, but in the last, I mean, it's last season, but the last 13 or 14 months, they've been to Brisbane, they've been to Cairns, they've got Melbourne in 4 weeks, they've played Melbourne City, they're about to play Western Sydney Wanderers, we've got the Jets out here the weekend after the grand final, in a full hit out the week before we go to Melbourne to play Bentley Greens.
Yep.
So that, you know, it's even for myself and players that have retired, it really is a new level of football, the FFA Cup, and what FFA have done, great vision.
So, something that happened, I guess, with the last round of the FFA Cup were the rumours around Wollongong Wolves looking at Ronaldinho. Can I start a rumour, or look to at least feed a rumour, that the club are looking at a self-proclaimed world best player in Nicholas Bentner?
Nicholas Bentner, well, that'd be great if we could. I don't think our finances would stretch quite that far. But we're quite happy with now, the young squad we've got and whatever. I mean, if a player come along, but no, Damien Zane's very much, he's got certain principles and certain lines, and he just doesn't deviate from that. So, you know, we're very, very happy with the squad we've got. Look, we don't believe we're favourites, of course, but we really think we've got a chance next Tuesday night. You know, Zane sets them up very well.
I'm not hearing no from that question, though, so that might still be out there, but we'll leave that there. Look, Edgy, they're carrying the hopes of the Hunter. I'm sure that they're going to do well. If people want to get tickets, is that something that's going to be available at the game on Saturday?
Yeah, for sure. Saturday and the First Division Grand Finals are here on Sunday.
Yep.
So at Jack McLaughlin Oval, Saturday and Sunday all day, they'll be able to pick up tickets. And in Carrington, our office in Carrington, 16 Parker Street, Carrington, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday and Friday if they...
How much are tickets?
$15 for adults, $10 for pensioners, and $5 for children above 5.
Yep, and obviously they'll be available at the game as well. But we encourage people to get their tickets early, so to avoid the queues, because there were some queues out at Magic Park, even in the rain. So get there and make sure that everyone gets out there to watch Edgy play the Western Sydney Wanderers. Again, I said in the previous interview, but it is at an 8 o'clock kickoff.
at Magic Park on the 30th of August. Warren, thank you very much for joining us here on the Jet Stream.
Not at all. Thanks very much for coming out.